Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news, events, and issues that are trending right now across our state's business community. Jason Thomas is executive editor of SC Biz News, the company that publishes the Columbia Regional Business Report, Charleston Regional Business Journal, GSA Business, and SC Biz News magazine. He joins us now by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Jason, welcome back to the program.
Pleasure to be here, Mike.
So tell us what's showing up on your radar this week.
Yeah, let's start in the upstate. A Greenville development group has announced plans for a $60 million luxury hotel on the slopes of Paris Mountain outside Greenville and Travelers Rest. The Divine Group has proposed the Inn at Altamont, a 150,000-square-foot, four-star hotel development that marks the largest investment in Travelers Rest history. The hotel is promising 360-degree views of downtown Greenville and the Blue Ridge Mountains, a resort-style pool and spa, farm-to-table dining, a rooftop bar, of course, and a 20-acre public nature preserve that will be donated to the city of Travelers Rest. Now, Mike, this surprise announcement caused immediate backlash. As you can imagine, Paris Mountain is known as a hiking and cycling destination about 15 minutes from downtown Greenville.
Yeah, there's a state park there.
That's right. We go there all the time as a family. So that's probably a big reason why people are pretty concerned about what this project might mean to that area.
So is it right next to the park?
It's pretty close. I don't know exactly. It's definitely close to where people would enter to go enjoy the state park there. And that road is very small, so people are concerned about what that traffic might do to it. All right. With global energy needs forecasted to double, turbine manufacturer GE Vernova plans to invest more than $160 million and hire more than 650 new employees at its Greenville facility. GE Vernova has 2,500 employees across South Carolina, so that company has been very busy over the past several months.
All right, let's move on down to the Midlands now.
Down in the Midlands, work has begun on a new Interstate 77 interchange that will serve the Scout Motors Production Center under development in Blythewood. The purpose of the Scout Motors Drive interchange project is to serve the future Scout Motors manufacturing facility and provide access for future economic development. The project includes a connector road from the new Exit 26 to US 21. Portions of US 21 will be relocated to create a grade-separated crossing for a new Norfolk Southern Railroad spur line that will serve the Scout facility. A new railroad bridge over I-77 will provide rail access to the west side of the interstate. So much like the hotel up in the upstate, this project got a little bit of attention from residents in the area.
That's my neck of the woods there, Jason, and I can tell you it's construction equipment all the time, everywhere. It's we're all looking forward to the infrastructure being complete. You know, they're already pretty far along on building the rail line over I-77 too, which is intersecting with a bunch of roads. So, lots of fun.
Speaking of rail lines, Columbia has received a massive federal funding boost for a railroad project to the tune of $204 million. I'm sure you're familiar with this one too, Mike. The Assembly Street Railroad Separation Project was selected for final design, rights-of-way acquisition, and construction, and includes activities to support grade crossing-related improvements on Norfolk Southern and CSX-owned infrastructure in Columbia. The project will consolidate freight operations from two corridors into one, and is part of a $1.1 billion funding package from the Federal Railroad Administration. Tell me about it. That area has to be pretty congested too.
Well, I try to avoid that anyway, because trains, you know, going by all the time.
Yeah, I've heard about these Columbia trains. I've yet to experience.
Lucky you. All right, so tell us, I'm assuming we're heading to the coast.
Yeah, let's finish up in the Low Country. Work has begun on a pedestrian and cycling bridge connecting West Ashley to downtown Charleston. It's been in the works for 15 years. When it's complete, the $74 million Ashley River Crossing will not only connect the two regions, but create a connection between West Ashley Greenway, Brittlebank Park, and the Ashley River Walk. So the Charleston City Council is still working out some design specifics for its portion of the bridge connection, so that price might go up a bit. But if all goes as planned, the Ashley River Crossing is expected to be completed in 2028.
Yeah, we've heard a lot of good things. A lot of people are excited about that new bridge.
Yeah, obviously there's a lot of traffic there with vehicles, so it'd be nice to give cyclists and pedestrians a safer option to get across the Ashley River.
Well, Jason, as always, thank you so much for the update.
Thanks for your time, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Jason Thomas is executive editor of SC Biz News, the company that publishes several business journals across the state. We will have links to all of those posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org. Or you can hear this show again, and remember, you can hear us again wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.